Could you hold the lid? Thank you. Excuse me. These lifts are very slow here. I'd hate to have to wait for the next one. What floor? Okay. Oh, no, it's no problem. You been here before? Well, no. I didn't want to assume. There's a stereotype about us being judgy, but I did think you might be a tourist, yes? Where are you from? Oh, really? Oh, I have a friend who went there. She didn't stay there much. She did go there once. So what brings you here? If you don't mind my asking her. I don't want to be rude. Oh, that's exciting. So you've only been here for a few weeks then? So you're just getting started. Yeah, there's loads to do around here. No, I don't live here. No, not personally. I used to. I'm just passing through. Just came to meet up with some friends. Grab a bite. The usual. Tried to leave early because I realised why I moved away in the first place. Well, I could certainly recommend some places. If you don't mind asking, have you met many people here? Do you have a flatmate or any... roommate? Excuse me. I know some of the lingo. Oh, well. But it just takes time. It's always difficult moving to a new place and starting, especially in another country. That's always... definitely going to be a challenge, but I'm sure you'll rise to it. You look the type. I have a sense about these things. So if you are just here, just kind of browsing around, so you're not going to meet anyone, you're not going to be late or anything, if the lift runs slow. As I said, these lifts are terribly old. And they're very slow. Oh, alright. Good. Good. I'm glad. Glad no one will be waiting for you. Excuse me, I mean just... Oh, no. That's just the emergency stop. As I said, these are very old lifts. It doesn't cause an alarm or anything. You have to ring down for that. Why did I do it? We were just getting to know each other. Wanted to keep on chatting. Well, you see, when I said that I was meeting friends and stopping for a bite, I meant quite a bit more literally than you would have expected. So tell me, love, what do you think about vampires? Oh dear, no, we can't have you going for that button, no. Didn't think I could get over here quite so quickly, did you? As much as I may dislike the stereotypes of vampires that is portrayed in the media, unfortunately, some things they do get right, and speed is definitely one of them. Darling, don't struggle. It's not going to help you, pet. I'm sorry. Oh, calm down. Not going to hurt you. As long as you behave. Now, you need to listen very closely. Do as I say, and you'll walk out of here perfectly fine. Do you understand me? Because if you don't, the other alternative is not going to be so pleasant. Do you understand? Very good. I'm going to take my hand off your mouth now, and you're going to be quiet. Now, very good. Now,
initial culture shock, I know, moving somewhere new. But I suppose it's even more of one when you run into a vampire, and I'm afraid, darling, that's just your rotten luck. Because you see, I didn't just happen to be in this building. I followed you here. I've been following you for a solid 20 minutes, dear. You really need to be aware of your surroundings in a strange city. That's not safe. Oh, good lord. I thought I had told you. Stop squirming. You have to keep this hand in your head, hold you still, and that's exactly what I'll do. I'm stronger than you, I am faster than you. And do you really think I came in here without any sort of a plan, a pet? No. Said I was stopping for a bite. And you looked quite tasty. I'm not going to kill you. So dramatic. Look, if you listen to what I tell you, this will be nice for you too. I can make it nice for you. If you're good for me. Just nod your head, yes. There you go. Good job. There we are. See, isn't this nice? Stroke your hair. Whisper in your ear. You see the reason. Besides the fact that you look absolutely lovely. That I picked you is because you looked very lonely. You see, the lonely are not usually missed. And no, I didn't mean to sound like that. Just saying, this could be mutually beneficial for both of us. Besides, you must have been alone, or at least very lonely. Very long time, pet. Because something you don't seem to realize is that even though your heart's racing and adrenaline is coursing through you and you're still frantically trying to think of a way to get away, you're leaning into my touch. Now you tell me, if you weren't interested, your body's betraying you, darling. Will you just relax and settle down? I'll get started, okay? There we go. Tilt your head. There we go. Just lovely neck. Can't wait to mark. Oh, hush, hush, hush. This won't hurt. Not much. I said I'm going to make it good for you, didn't I? You'll enjoy it. As long as you keep behaving. You're doing so nicely now. Now. Sorry to get to it so quickly, but I'm afraid I am a little bit head. Give me some access. There we are. Now, breathe in. Deep. Mm-hmm. some symmetrical marks, shall we? Breathe in again, love. As much as I don't want to, I think we need to stop for now. You already look like you're about to pass out. Whether that's from blood loss or pleasure or both, can't be hauling you out of the lift like this, can we? But suppose. You've been pretty good. Guess I'll have to just visit this pretty neck another time. So, you go home and rest. As you act like you don't want that, you didn't protest quite enough to be believable. Besides, there's something in this for you too, besides the pleasure. You're alone in a strange city. Don't have any friends yet. But if you like, I can make it so you don't have to be lonely ever again. Forever. And remember, on your way home, try to be a little more aware of your surroundings, darling. Wouldn't want you to get